City dwellers are moving to the regions at record levels. It's cementing a trend that was first measured by the Regional Australia Institute during the COVID pandemic. And now, in the Institute's March quarter report, movement from capital cities to the regions outnumbers movement the other way by nearly 30%. So, why are people so keen on making a sea change or a tree change? Head of the Regional Australia Institute, Liz Ritchie, says lifestyle change has always been a big motivation, but cost of living and the availability of housing have also become major factors.
Our capital city dwellers are looking for a move to regional Australia, and this is not new information, but hopefully with this record movement, we might start to see a greater focus on this issue.
The Institute measures relocation data from Commonwealth Bank customers to calculate their migration index, which they say tracks with ABS data released with a 12-month lag. For capital city to regional migration, they are able to estimate that 55% of people moving to the regions come from Sydney and 36% from Melbourne. Liz Ritchie says it's all putting pressure on the regions through increased demand for housing and infrastructure, but she's keen to paint it as a huge opportunity for state and federal governments to invest in the future of the regions.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to be bold and courageous and set an ambitious plan for the nation that encompasses this demand that we see for regional Australia.
So, where are some of the most popular spots to move? In the first 3 months of the year, nearly 8% of people who relocated moved to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and 8.5% moved to Geelong and Moorabool, which are both about an hour outside the Melbourne metro area. Moorabool Shire Mayor Stephen Venditti-Taylor says it's no surprise his patch is popular. He actually moved out of Melbourne himself 10 years ago and says it's the best thing he ever did.
But our shire is a fantastic place to live. You know, plenty of friendly people, open spaces, you know, easy to get into the city, easy to commute.
But he echoes Liz Ritchie's concerns that investment isn't keeping up with the influx of new residents. Lake Macquarie on the New South Wales Central Coast was the fourth most popular place for a capital city to regional move, and it's a region used to high migration. Lake Macquarie City Council CEO Tony Farrell says while they're constantly planning ahead for housing, long-term employment can be a big struggle.
So our local economy has been well served by coal mining and coal-fired electricity generation. And as that reduces, we need to find new opportunities for jobs so people that want to move to the area can work here, can have long and fulfilling careers.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics also measures regional movement and reported regional Australia's population grew by nearly 95,000 in the 2024-25 financial year. And the picture may become even clearer after this year's census in August.